With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. First Lady Melania Trump says she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a surprising and extraordinary White House event, the First Lady denied any association with Epstein.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
Melania Trump asserted that she was not friends with Epstein or his former girlfriend, but that they were in overlapping social circles. She said she and her attorneys were fighting back against allegations connecting her to the convicted sex offender. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the National Football League is not in trouble. Far from it. But there are apparently some discrepancies, and Uncle Sam is looking into the NFL over potential anti-competitive practices and whether it's a problem for you, the consumer.
Investigators are reportedly looking into issues around affordability for fans and creating an even playing field for providers. As more live sports shift from broadcast to cable and streaming, there's been federal scrutiny over how much football fans have to pay in order to be able to watch the games. The NFL says its distribution model is fan and broadcaster friendly and that over 87% of its games are available on broadcast television. The league average just nearly $11 billion per season in revenue from media deals. I'm Jennifer King.
One would think the Democrats are getting tired of complaining all the time, but no. Now several on Capitol Hill say President Trump should be removed from office after his so-called threats against civilians in Iran. That episode unleashing demands for several Democrats to oppose the president in the strongest possible terms, even though he, of course, eventually has pulled back and agreed to that two-week ceasefire. This is SRN News. A new study out of Finland casting doubt on the claims of transgender activists. More from Michael Harrington.
The argument has been that if a child is prevented from living as the opposite sex and obtaining surgeries and drugs to do so, it will harm his mental health. But the findings of a study published in a peer-reviewed journal in Finland finds that boys who are allowed to, quote, transition wound up with five times more mental health problems, girls with three times more. Other studies in Europe indicate that living as the opposite sex is bad for children's mental health. Michael Harrington reporting.
Stories from the Holy Bible, like Jonah and the whale, would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students spending hours earlier this week before the State Education Board arguing about the reading list. This is SRN News. Well, in hockey, fighting is a normal occurrence on the ice. In baseball, well, it wouldn't be baseball without the occasional Donnybrook. Punishments have been handed out already this early in the season following a huge brawl. We hear more from correspondent Ethan Coolbaugh.
Los Angeles Angels designated hitter Jorge Soler and Atlanta Braves pitcher Reynaldo Lopez each received seven-game suspensions from Major League Baseball on Wednesday after they were ejected following their participation in a brawl. Michael Hill, MLB's senior vice president for on-field operations, also announced the players received undisclosed fines. The suspensions were scheduled to begin with Wednesday's game, but will be on hold as each player is appealing. MLB and the MLB Players Association reached an agreement to have Lopez's suspension reduced to five games, effective immediately. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details, SRNnews.com.